Imagine a world where ash constantly falls from the sky, where mists rule the night, and where an immortal god emperor has reigned with absolute power for 1,000 years. This is the Final Empire, where Brandon Sanderson subverts traditional fantasy by asking, what if the prophesied hero failed and the Dark Lord won? The rigid caste system divides society between the privileged nobility and the brutally oppressed Ska slaves who toil in fields and factories. The Lord Ruler's bureaucrat priests, called obligators, maintain intricate surveillance networks through their tattooed faces and meticulous record-keeping. In this world of perfect oppression, hope seems impossible, until a Ska slave named Kelsier survives the Lord Ruler's most brutal prison, the Pits of Hothsin, and returns with both mysterious scars and extraordinary abilities. Once a legendary thief, Kelsier now carries something the Ska have never had, a plan to shatter their chains and overthrow a millennium of tyranny. At the heart of this world lies allomancy, a magic system where powers come from ingesting and burning different metals. Most allomancers are mistings who can use only one metal, but the rare Mistborn can access all of them. Iron and steel allow users to pull or push on metal objects, creating spectacular aerial movement as they launch themselves between buildings. Tin enhances senses to supernatural levels, while pewter transforms users into near superhuman fighters with enhanced strength and healing. Zinc and brass provide subtle emotional manipulation, inflaming or dampening specific feelings in targets. Bronze detects other allomancers, while copper creates stealth fields to hide magical activity. The rarest metal, adium, grants the godlike ability to see an opponent's immediate future actions, making its users nearly invincible in combat. What makes this system so satisfying is its adherence to consistent rules and meaningful limitations. Every power has specific costs and constraints, forcing characters to be innovative strategists rather than simply overwhelming opponents with raw power. Vin's transformation forms one of the novel's most compelling arcs. Raised by her abusive brother who drummed into her that everyone will betray you, she survived as a street thief by making herself small and unnoticed. When Kelsier discovers she's actually a Mistborn with untapped potential rivaling his own, she reluctantly joins his crew. Her greatest challenge comes when she must infiltrate noble society as Lady Valette Renault. With the help of Sazd, a scholarly steward, she learns proper etiquette, dancing, and politics. Her initial awkwardness gives way to a surprising discovery. She enjoys aspects of this new identity. The beautiful dresses, the dancing, the intellectual conversations all appeal to parts of herself she never knew existed. At a ball, she meets Ellen Venture, the disinterested heir to the most powerful noble house who prefers reading books in corners during social events. Their unconventional connection grows, creating inner conflict for Vin. Is she betraying Kelsier's mission by caring for a nobleman? When she discovers Ellen belongs to a group questioning the Lord Ruler's authority, she begins to see that the world isn't as black and white as Kelsier claims. Aren't we all, in some way, playing different roles depending on who we're with? There's always another secret. Kelsier's refrain perfectly captures his intricate plan to overthrow the Final Empire. What begins as a simple heist targeting the Lord Ruler's adium evolves into a complex web of strategies. He raises a rebel army while orchestrating attacks that pit noble houses against each other. Meanwhile, his brother Marsh infiltrates the Steel Ministry as Kelsier cultivates a religious following as the Survivor of Hathsin. When the rebel army faces massacre, the crew wavers, but Kelsier reveals this was just one piece of his master plan. His boldest move comes in destroying the pits of Hathsin's adium crystals, crippling the Lord Ruler's wealth and power. Through it all, Kelsier maintains his defiant smile, a conscious rebellion against the Lord Ruler's monopoly on joy. Even in darkness, he embodies his declaration, "I represent that one thing you've never been able to kill. I am hope." As the rebellion intensifies, Kelsier's motivation evolves from personal revenge to a deeper purpose as he witnesses the Ska's oppression. He orchestrates elaborate miracles to maintain his soldiers' morale, justifying these deceptions as necessary. They needed something to believe in. His understanding that hope, even built on partial truths, is essential for revolution becomes a recurring theme. The story reaches its climax in the city square, where Kelsier, attempting to rescue captured allies, defeats a steel inquisitor in seemingly impossible combat. As the Ska celebrate, the Lord Ruler appears and kills Kelsier before the crowd. Yet Kelsier's death proves to be his greatest strategy. His public martyrdom becomes the spark that ignites the Ska rebellion. Through his sacrifice, he achieves what military might alone could not, giving the Ska something worth dying for. Through ancient texts and the Lord Ruler's logbook, a deeper mystery about the world's history emerges. Sazd, a keeper who preserves pre-empire knowledge, helps uncover these secrets. The logbook appears to be Alendi's journal, the prophesied hero of ages who sought the Well of Ascension to defeat the Deepness. It mentions a hostile terraceman named Rashek before ending abruptly. When confronting the Lord Ruler, Vin uses the 11th metal and glimpses his true identity. He is Rashek, who sees the power for himself. His immortality stems from combining allomancy and ferruchemy, using metal bracers in his skin to store youth. During their final battle, Vin tears away these bracers, causing him to rapidly age. His persecution of Terrasmen was meant to conceal his origins. Yet his dying words are unsettling. "You don't know what I do for mankind," suggesting his tyranny may have protected humanity from the mysterious deepness he feared. The rebellion succeeds after Kelsier's martyrdom as Ska rise throughout Luthedo. Vin confronts and kills the Lord Ruler, discovering his secrets with help from Sazd and Marsh. Ellen Venture becomes king, proposing a constitutional monarchy with equal rights for Ska and nobles. Yet the Lord Ruler's final words, "You don't know what I do for mankind," spoken with genuine fear, trouble Vin. She questions what the mysterious deepness truly was and suspects there's more to the story. Vin initially struggles to accept happiness with Elend, feeling unworthy. Learning that her brother died protecting her from inquisitors helps her overcome this barrier. She ultimately chooses to embrace both love and duty, standing with Elend as he builds a new society. The final empire shows how hope can topple even the most oppressive systems. Kelsier's sacrifice demonstrates that our greatest impact may come through inspiring others, while Vin's journey proves we can transcend our past without losing ourselves. The novel challenges simplified views of good and evil, echoing Kelsier's words, "There's always another secret." True revolution begins not with force, but with the courage to imagine a different world and the hope to pursue it.